We love JW Broadcasting so much. On October 6, 2014, a trial arrangement for an English-language internet television station called JW Broadcasting was launched. The footnote reads, JW Broadcasting can be accessed by visiting tv.jw.org. End of footnote. Since August 2015, the programs have been translated into over 70 languages so that more brothers and sisters can enjoy these spiritually upbuilding broadcasts. Many viewers from around the world have expressed appreciation for this exciting new provision. But what was involved in setting up JW Broadcasting? Suitable space needed to be found. At the world headquarters of Jehovah's Witnesses in Brooklyn, New York, an ideal location was chosen in the 30 Columbia Heights building. In just 1 week, the designated area was cleared and the maintenance department started preparing the space for television production, while the design team built a set that has a dignified yet modern feel. Many brothers and sisters from around the United States worked long days designing the studio and planning how to construct it quickly. Research that usually takes months was done in days, and the purchasing department swiftly got to work ordering hundreds of items. Miles of cable were installed, and the team had to ensure that all the equipment worked together properly. Meanwhile, our orchestra was recording the theme music in our audio-video studios at Patterson with the help of brothers and sisters from many countries who were there for a scheduled music session. Scripts were written. Reenactments were arranged, and audio-video crews at Brooklyn, Patterson, and Wallkill, and in countries around the world, were hard at work with video production. When the set was finished and the equipment was installed, preparation on material for the first few months of broadcasting began. When we asked an industry professional how long all this would normally take for a studio this size, he said that it would usually take a year and a half. Our hard-working brothers and sisters did it in just 2 months. The results have been heartwarming. Each monthly program, generally posted on the first Monday of the month, is watched over 2 million times during that month. Including all other videos, broadcasts are viewed over 10 million times per month. How do Jehovah's people feel about this new spiritual provision? Here are just a few of the many expressions of appreciation.
This is one of the happiest evenings in my life. Tonight, my wife and I watched the May 2015 program on JW Broadcasting, and my happiness cannot be described in words. This is one of the most precious gifts I have ever received from Jehovah. We thank the governing body and all the brothers and sisters who worked so hard on this wonderful spiritual provision.
Indonesia.
Until recently, many brothers had never heard a member of the governing body give a talk. Now, not only can we hear them, but we can see them as well. Never before have we felt so united with the governing body and with our worldwide brotherhood.
Kenya.
Because my husband is not in the truth, it is difficult to do family worship with my two teenagers. So for me personally, the broadcasts have been invaluable. They make me feel that I'm part of the organization, and they give my children and me much needed encouragement. This is truly a blessing from Jehovah.
Britain.
We love JW Broadcasting so much, and our prayers were answered when the program was made available in other languages. We are especially encouraged by you, brothers, as we see your joyful, kind, and happy approach to worship of Jehovah. Since the launch of our TV program, we feel more like members of Jehovah's wonderful and amazing organization than ever before.
Czech Republic.
Listening to members of the governing body in my own language has drawn me closer to Jehovah.
Brazil.
I have been serving Jehovah for 16 years. But the emotion and joy that I felt today can only be compared to the way I felt when I was baptized. Thank you, dear brothers, for JW Broadcasting.
Brazil. With Jehovah's support, We are confident that JW Broadcasting will continue to be a rich spiritual blessing for our worldwide brotherhood and will bring increasing praise and glory to Jehovah.